From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama vows an intensification of the current strategy against the Islamic State. The president, speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey Monday, said it would be a mistake to deploy ground forces to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq, despite calls for a more forceful U.S. strategy in the wake of Friday's Paris terrorist attacks.
We have the finest military in the world, and we have the finest military minds in the world. And I've been meeting with them intensively for years now, discussing these various options. And it is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that would be a mistake.
He said he wanted to avoid a repeat of the U.S.-led war in Iraq, where massive amounts of U.S. forces were deployed, a strategy he implied could not be sustained. But a prominent member of his own Democratic Party, Senator Dianne Feinstein, insists the IS group continues to expand and more needs to be done.
I've never been more concerned. I read the intelligence faithfully. ISIL is not contained. ISIL is expanding. They've just put out a video saying it is their intent to attack this country. And I think we have to be prepared.
She said she hopes France will pursue Article 5 and bring in NATO. It states an armed attack on one member is an attack on all. In Burundi, authorities report at least five killed Sunday in a series of shootings and explosions in the capital, Bujumbura, the latest violence believed linked to the political unrest that's gripped the East African country since President Pierre Nkurunziza launched his controversial bid for a third term. Meanwhile, a senior Burundian official has told VOA his country's government is willing to start a dialogue with the opposition following such calls for such talks by President Obama and the UN.